Okay. Today, we're going to start, not quite get there, but we're going to start removing the various stages of repression. For the most part, today is going to be the last day that you still should not be masturbating, you still should not be looking at girly pictures or anything like that. Don't go to strip clubs, nothing like that. Just for today. Now some people may or may not be comfortable doing this in their hometown or local place, and if you need to drive a half an hour away where you don't know anybody, where nobody knows your name, that's fine, not a problem. Go ahead and do that, but it doesn't matter. There are going to be a couple of days where almost certainly you're going to want to get away. And like I said before, you're supposed to take a vacation, take 2 days off for yourself and only for yourself. Nobody comes with you. And this is not one of those days, but if you want to start doing these next handful of exercises in a place which you are not known, you might feel a little bit more comfortable getting to that progressive stage. So this is what you do. Go to a coffee shop and you ask one girl if she'd like to have coffee with you. Or better yet, you know what? Go to a mall. Go to a place where there's no coffee for at least a little while and ask women, random women, if you want to wait 20, 30, 40 feet until they're far enough away so they can't hear you, ask one woman if she would have coffee with you. It's very simple. And take heart, because you are not going to go. You're not going to have coffee with this woman. I don't care if it's Britney Spears and Christina Aguilera and my girlfriend. None of them, as hot as they all are, if they say yes, your intentions are not to go. And believe me, guys, I mean, it's very, 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 very difficult to say no when somebody's saying yes, but this is for your own good. Go to a place where you can ask 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 women, 1,000 women, I don't care. Ask them to go to coffee with you. And some of them will say yes. A lot will say no. This is not a product on how to pick up women. This is a product on how to gain the confidence to use the products, to how to gain women, to get women to say yes. Or to be able to not even have to rely on products, whichever. But go and ask women with the intention of you never calling them, never going. Does that make sense?
If they give you their phone number or anything, as soon as they leave, you take that phone number and you throw it out.
That's right.
Do not keep it for after the program's done. Do not keep it for to call her later when once you have the confidence. Do not save it. No. Let her go. Throw out the number.
And this should be something that you ask. At least 20 of those women should be really attractive. You can have 10 dogs, but they shouldn't be dogs that you wouldn't fuck. This is important. You want to select women that, regardless of anything that you had in the past, you would actually have sex with these women.
And listen, I know you're going to say, oh yeah, but the point is to get to go with this gorgeous, women, what if a really beautiful, like Britney Spears or whatever you like, says yes and she wants to have coffee with me, then that's why say no? Well,
you say no.
You do say no.
You say no.
But if you say, oh, but this is what I wanted, this is the reason why I'm listening to this product in the first place, well, too bad.
This is what Abbas was saying before. You may think that you have a certain level of confidence now, but if you want to make it permanent, you don't start doing what is expected of you. You just go ahead and do this one thing. You're going to ask women for coffee at some point with the intention of never having coffee with them, never calling them up, never doing anything with them. Even if you see them in the middle of the street and they're like, hey, you never called me. You're never going to. It doesn't matter if they give you the number again, you're going to throw it out. You're going to remember these girls, remember their faces, forget their names, and throw them out. They're never, ever, ever to be a possibility for you.
Now, if you see a girl you like and decide not to ask her out because that means you'll never be able to do so again.
You're not doing the exercise.
You're not doing the exercise.
So, seems a little bit difficult, but you know what? That's because it's a little bit difficult. And with that...
Think about it this way. You're not throwing out an opportunity because 2 weeks ago you could not even ask her for coffee.
That's right. Think about it this way. If you've asked out 330 other girls and now you're asking another 30, it's not like you got numbers from the other people. And if you did, that wasn't part of the exercise. Not once did we say you should get numbers from any of these girls. You will get to the point after day 21 where, or even before day 21, where the point is to get numbers. The point is to get intention. But right now you have a different intention. So go ahead and keep very, very, very detailed notes in your journal or the workbook tonight. And we'll see you tomorrow.